From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president. Mr. Obama met in Havana Monday with Cuban President Raul Castro. The president told a news conference afterward that he had a frank and candid discussion with the Cuban leader about democracy and human rights. Mr. Castro called on the American president to lift U.S. trade and other restrictions against Cuba. He and Mr. Obama pledged to move forward with normalizing relations. Mr. Obama is to attend a state dinner late Monday at the Revolutionary Palace. The president will deliver an address to the Cuban people on Tuesday. The International Criminal Court has ruled that former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba is guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity, which occurred during operations in the Central African Republic. Jill Craig has more.
Marking the final chapter of a trial ongoing since November 2010, the International Criminal Court issued a guilty verdict Monday against former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo.
The CHEMA found beyond reasonable doubt that Mr. Bemba is criminally responsible under Article 28A for the crimes against humanity of murder and rape, and the war crimes of murder, rape, and pillaging.
Bemba is the most senior political leader to face judgment at the ICC, and the first convicted of rape as a war crime and crime against humanity. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Belgian prosecutors have identified a man suspected of being an accomplice to the Paris attackers. The federal prosecutor's office says Najim Lachraouli traveled to the Austria-Hungarian border in September with suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam was captured during a raid in Brussels last week. This is VOA News.